Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word. We ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. Lord, I release my faith over everybody watching the broadcast today. And I thank you for ministering to them through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, last time on the broadcast, we started a new series that we're calling To the End. And in this teaching, we're learning about the importance of not only starting in faith, but staying in faith until we see what God promised to us come to pass. Now, I want to go back over there to Matthew chapter 24, and we'll look at our foundation text there again. And friend, if you've missed last week's broadcast, it'd help you to go back and listen to that because we really introduced some things. But we're going to look there at verse 13. Jesus said this, he said, "He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." The word endure there means to hold fast to one's faith unto the end. And he said that if you want to be saved, if you want to enjoy the full measure of salvation, you not only have to believe, but you have to hold on to your faith until the full reveal of your salvation, until it's fully revealed, until it fully comes to pass. Now, if you've confessed Jesus as Lord, of course you're saved now. So what I mean by that is, but there's parts of your salvation that you're not enjoying yet that you can't enjoy in this life. There's parts of it that you only enjoy in the next life, like your new body, your place in heaven. These kinds of things aren't being enjoyed by you right now. And so if you want to enjoy the full reveal of your salvation, you have to endure to the end, is what Jesus is saying. And so obviously from that verse, we can pick up right there, if he's telling you to hold fast to your faith to the end, then that means you can start in faith, but not stay in faith. And like we talked about last time on the broadcast, that goes for the Christian, the general Christian faith. You can start in the faith, and then you can depart from the faith. You can willfully, knowingly leave the faith. And he's saying you need to hold on to the end. And this goes for situations in your life where you're believing God. Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's for finances, these kinds of things. It's not important that you just believe for a little while, but you have to believe until you see. And so we see this phrase a lot in Scripture, unto the end. Matthew 10:22, it says there again, he that endures to the end shall be saved. In Hebrews 3:6, it says that Christ is a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm unto the end. Verse 14 of that chapter, for we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Revelation 2:25, Jesus said, he that overcomes and keeps my work unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And then 1 Peter 1:13 says, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And so that verse right there shows you that there's another measure of something that's coming when Jesus returns to the earth that we're not enjoying right now. How do the scriptures say? For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation or at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So there's a measure of grace that you're not enjoying right now yet, but you will enjoy when Jesus returns if you hold on to your faith to the end. And then in Hebrews 6:11, it says, we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. So come on, friends, say it with me. To the end. Unto the end. I'm going to hold on to my faith unto the end. I'm definitely going to hold on to my general Christian faith to the end. I'm not departing the faith. But then when it comes to situations in my life where I'm believing God for something, I'm going to stay in faith until I see it come to pass. And so when you're talking about the end, that's exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about when you see it. 1 Peter 1:9 says this, receiving the end of your faith. Well, what is the end of your faith? The end of your faith is when you see what God promised you come to pass. Romans 8:24 brings it out like this, we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? You see, once you see it, that's the end of your faith for it. That's the end of hope for it. Why? Because you see it. Faith is the substance of things not seen. Well, once you see it, you're no longer in faith for it. And so when we're talking about believing to the end, we're talking about you have to stay in faith until you see what God promised you come to pass. And a big reason why people aren't seeing what God promised them come to pass is because they didn't believe until they saw it. They quit before the end. And friend, this is a vital principle of living by faith. You not only have to believe, you not only have to pray some prayers and make some confessions, you have to believe and do that unto the end. And Hebrews 6 brings this out, and we'll just jump right in and we'll start here in verse 11. It says there, we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. There it is again, unto the end. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit promises. Now it didn't say that you just inherit promises by faith. It said by faith and patience. This word patience in this verse means perseverance, endurance, and fortitude. So see, it's not just faith that causes you to receive something from God, but it's faith and patience, perseverance, endurance, fortitude. Well, endurance till when? Fortitude till when? Persevering till when? To the end. And so I like to say it like this. We inherit promises by believing and by believing to the end. Victory is obtained. Not just by believing, but by believing until you see it, until it comes to pass, praise God. Keep reading. Verse 13 says, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, multiplying I will multiply you. Now listen to verse 15. And so after he, Abraham, patiently endured, he obtained the promise. The word patiently endured there, that phrase means to persevere and to not lose heart. Now, friend, did you notice when Abraham obtained the promise? Let's look at the verse again. After he patiently endured. Not before, after he patiently endured. And so you can see that he didn't just believe. Abraham didn't just believe, but he believed until he saw it. He believed to the end. After he patiently endured, that's where the promise was. The promise was on the other side of persevering, enduring, sticking with it. That's when the promise comes to pass, after you patiently endure. Huh? Come on, somebody. Not before, but after you do it. See, victory comes by believing and by believing to the end. And a lot of people aren't obtaining the promise because they wouldn't believe to the end. They wouldn't stick with it until it comes to pass. Now, I like this in Habakkuk chapter 2, in verse 3. It says, for the vision. Now, the vision there in that verse is talking about something divinely communicated to you by God. Something God said to you. Something God promised you. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Now, watch this. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. When does the vision come to pass? When does it speak? It speaks at the end. And so if you want to see what God promised you come to pass, here's where you have to go. You have to go to the end, because that's where the vision speaks. That's where it comes to pass. That's where victory happens. That's where promises are obtained. That's where Abraham went. He decided, I'm going to go over there to the end, because that's where the promise comes to pass. And in Habakkuk chapter 2, it's saying, if you want to see the vision speak, it only speaks one place. It speaks at the end. And so you got to go to the end if you want to enjoy victory. I'm getting excited about this. You got to go to the end if you want to see things come to pass. In the rest of that verse in Habakkuk chapter 2, it says, though the vision tarry, wait for it. The word wait there, I looked it up in the Hebrew, one word you run into is adhere to it or cling to it, because it will surely come. And so it's saying, if it's not coming to pass, what should you do? If the vision tarries, if it's not coming to pass, quit? Give up? Huh? Decides you're not going to believe anymore? No, it says if it tarries, here's what you do. Hold tight to it, because it will surely come to pass at the end. But you got to go to the end if you want to see it come to pass. And a lot of you watching, I've made mistakes myself. We didn't see things come to pass because we started in faith. We did a good job at the beginning, but somewhere in the middle, when the vision was tearing, we didn't cling to it. We didn't hold fast to it, and we let go of it, and we didn't go to the end. Friend, I hope you're hearing me today on the broadcast. I want you to listen to this statement. Things happen at the end. Praise God. That's where your victory happens. That's where promises are obtained. After Abraham patiently endured, he obtained the promise. That was at the end. And so you have to believe until you see it. In fact, in Romans chapter 8, it brings this out. It says there in verse 24, but if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. In other words, if we're expecting something to happen that's not coming to pass, then we click the perseverance and the endurance in, and we wait for it. We expect it fully, but we don't give up. We don't let go if it's not coming to pass. With patience, with perseverance, we continue to expect that what God promised me will come to pass. So come on, friends, say this with me. Victory is obtained by believing, and by believing to the end. Praise God. In Hebrews 11:33, in the Amplified Bible, it talked about these people. It said, who by faith, that is with enduring trust in God and His promises. These people obtain victory with an enduring trust in God and His promises. They obtain victory how? Not just by trust, but by enduring trust. Trust that wouldn't quit. Trust that wouldn't give up. Trust that kept going. That's how they obtained promises and enjoyed victory. I like it in the Living Bible. It says, these people all trusted in God, and as a result, they won battles, overthrew kingdoms, ruled their people well, and received what God had promised them. They were kept from harm in dens of lions and in a fiery furnace. Some, through their faith, escaped death by the sword. Some were made strong again after they had been weak or sick. Others were given great power in battle. They had whole armies turn back and run away. How did they enjoy all of these things? It was by this enduring trust, this faith that wouldn't quit, this faith that wouldn't let go. And faith in God, friend, it's how you enjoy victory in this life. That means you hear from God, and then you get in faith, and then you stay in faith until you see what God said to you come to pass. That's how you win. See, faith is confidence and conviction. It tells us in Hebrews 11. Faith is confidence and conviction. And then in Romans chapter 10, it says faith comes by hearing the word. And so when you're talking about faith, what is faith? Faith is being confident and convinced based on something God said to you. And so how do you win in this life? How do you overcome in this life? You hear from God, and then you get confident and convinced that what He said to you will come to pass, and then you stick with it until it does. And that's how you enjoy victory in this life. That's how they enjoyed victory in Hebrews chapter 11. They heard from God, they were confident and convinced that what He said would come to pass, and then they stayed in faith until it did come to pass. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Now, I wanted to tell you a story last time on the broadcast, and we didn't get to it. But Brother Keith Moore, somebody that's ministered immensely in mine and Amber's life, I would call him a father in the faith that he has been to me and Amber. He told a story years back. I heard it on a message he did. And he was out of town ministering somewhere, and he ran into someone who knew this lady. They both knew this lady that had gotten sick. And Brother Keith didn't know it, but he had found out through this person that he ran into that this woman had stomach cancer. And they had asked Brother Keith to if he would pray about going and visiting her. And so I believe when Brother Keith got home, he went and visited this lady in the hospital. And this was a lady who had been taught about faith and taught about the Word. But she had stomach cancer, and she was in bad shape. And Brother Keith said that when he went into the room, she was so weak. She's laying down in the bed, and she was so weak that to even hear her talk, he had to get his ear right up to her voice because she was talking in such a faint whisper. And one of the things that she kept telling Brother Keith is that I'm so weak, and I'm just so tired, and I'm so weak, and I can't keep any food down, and I'm just so weak. Now, I'm not judging this woman. I wasn't in her place, and we should never judge somebody and how they're responding to a battle ever, but particularly if you've never been through a battle like that. You don't want to judge somebody else. But clearly from what she's saying to Brother Keith, we can tell that she's not in faith, that she's let go of her faith and gotten weak in faith. And so Brother Keith said this to her. He said, well, sister, he said, I want to do this with you. I feel like the Lord wants us to do this. He said, I want you to say this with me. I'm strong in the Lord, and in the power of His might, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, one of the things she had been saying is how weak she was. And so she said that she would say it. And so she started to say it, but she was so weak when they started that she could only say a few words at a time. And she was saying them in that faint whisper, and she'd have to take a break. And so they would stop for a second, and then they would go again. And they took them a couple minutes to say that one time, I'm strong in the Lord, and in the power of His might, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But when they got done with saying it the first time, after a few minutes, Brother Keith said, good, good. He said, now when you get ready, let me know, and we're going to do it again. And so they did this over and over again. And the more they did it, the stronger the woman got. Her voice started to get louder and louder. And by the end, Brother Keith said she was sitting up in the bed, and she was making that confession of faith so loud you would have been able to hear her outside the room. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And so she's sitting up in the bed, and she said, Brother Keith, I'm so thankful. I'm feeling so much better. But then she starts saying, I can't keep food down. I just eat, and I can't keep food down. And so Brother Keith says, well, sister, never say that again. Never say that you can't keep food down. Now, what's Brother Keith helping her do? He's helping her to get back in faith. And so he told her, he said, say this instead. I have a vivacious appetite, and when I eat food, it stays down. Say that and never say again you can't keep food down. And so she says, okay, Brother Keith, okay. Now, friend, this is, I think, the most important part of what Brother Keith told this woman, I'm getting ready to tell you. Because he told her he's helping her to get in faith. And now the next thing he's getting ready to tell her is how to stay in faith. And he said to her, he said, now, sister, he said, if I leave and you have a meal and you eat a big meal, and then by the time that meal comes down, it feels like it's coming back up, and you have to run to the bathroom, and you have your head in the toilet, and you're throwing up in the toilet. He said, when you get finished, praise God, I want you to wipe your mouth off and say, I have a vivacious appetite, and when I eat food, it stays down. Now, friend, why is he telling her that? Because you can't just get in faith. Praise God. You got to stay in faith to the end. And if you do, that's where victory is. That's where you enjoy the victory. That's where the vision speaks. And so Brother Keith tells her, now listen, I want you to, if you throw up, if it comes back up, I want you to wipe your mouth off. And the next thing out of your mouth is, when I eat food, it stays down. I have a vivacious appetite. Now what he's telling her is how to stay in faith. And friend, Brother Keith went out, and I think it was a few weeks later, it might have been a few months, I might not have the timetable just right, but word had got back to him that woman got so much better that they sent her home, and I believe if I have the testimony right, she got completely healed of that stomach cancer. And it wasn't just because she got in faith, it was because she stayed in faith to the end, praise God. And friend, that is how victory is obtained. It's obtained by what we talked about in Hebrews 11:33. I believe it was in the Amplified Bible. It is obtained by this enduring trust. Not just by getting in faith, but by staying in faith. And so how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. And faith is being confident and convinced that what God said to you, it will come to pass. And so once you know what God said to you, praise God, now you have some faith. You get confident about what He said to you, that it will come to pass. And that's important. But then you got to stick with it. You got to endure to the end. And that is how things come to pass. And so if God's spoken to you something, friend, promised you something in His written word, you need to have the attitude that if you hit a little adversity, praise God, maybe like that woman, you end up with your head in the toilet and you throw up. When you get done, you wipe your mouth off. When you get done with the adversity, well, you dry your eyes from the tears, you wipe the tears away from your eyes, and you say, I'm overcoming this. I'm getting through this. I'm staying in faith to the end. And friend, if you do that, you will enjoy victory in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to pick it up here next time. But this is what Peter didn't do when he was walking on the water to go to Jesus. Jesus told Peter, Peter said, Jesus, if that's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come. Now, Peter got down out of the boat and he's walking on the water to go to Jesus. And so it's clear that he started in faith. He's doing good. Now, the end to Peter is getting to Jesus. That's the end. And he's doing good, and he's on the water, and he's walking on the water to go to Jesus. But on the way to the end, the wind blew, and it said that Peter, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Now, this is a perfect picture of someone who didn't believe to the end, someone who started in faith, but didn't stay in faith. Now, remember what Peter said. He said, if that's you, tell me to come to you to the water. Jesus said, come. And so the promise is you're going to come to me to the water. And so walking on the water wasn't the promise. The promise was getting to Jesus at the end, walking on the water to Jesus. And the end of it was him and Jesus embracing and being together. And although Peter started in faith, He didn't stay in faith. And friend, the opposite end of victory comes by believing and by believing to the end. Defeat comes by not believing to the end. And that's what happened with Peter. He fell because he didn't stay with what he started with. And so I'm talking to you today now, friend. What things maybe a while back did you start with? And it didn't come to pass. But maybe it didn't come to pass because you didn't stay with it. And I want to encourage you. Those things that you heard from God about, that God spoke to you about, that you started in faith, pick them back up again. And this time, by the grace of God, stick with it unto the end. And you will see what God promised you come to pass. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do start off our prayer today by repenting. If we started in faith in some areas and didn't stay in faith, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for being weak. Forgive us for yielding to unbelief. We're going to pick it back up again. And this time, by your grace and with your help, we're not just going to start in faith. We're going to stay in faith, and we're going to do it unto the end. We're going to go to that place where the vision speaks. We're going to patiently endure like Abraham patiently endured. And through believing and believing to the end, we are going to enjoy the things that you want us to enjoy in our lives. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. I'm telling you right now, this series is getting better every time. And it's going to get even better on this next episode. So make sure if you miss any of the episodes, go back and watch. And don't forget to join us next time for an all-new broadcast. It's going to be good. We'll see you then. Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a free copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times. In this book, I give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you overcome any challenge that you face in life. Friend, this is a powerful book. It's a powerful tool, and I want to get it into your hands. And so if you'll just email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, we will ship this book out to you at no charge. And right now, we're going to throw in a copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you will find declarations of faith for almost any area of your life. These things are so powerful to speak over your life daily, and this will also be a tremendous blessing to you. And so, hey, I want to get both of these into your hands at no charge. All you got to do is email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, and we will send them out to you, and they will be a blessing in your life. Praise the Lord.